Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh yeah, acting tough, get you roughed up. If your wifey at the spot, she getting bust up.
Why you doing that to people's wives, man? Damn. See, bro, it's Laura. It's Rosenberg. Big weekend ahead. Why is it a big weekend? I'm hoping these clouds is going away. We're supposed to get some sunshine today. Let's see. Yep. Sunshine, high 54. Saturday, sunshine, high 59. Clouds come back allegedly Sunday, but there's some sun peeking through Sunday. So, supposed to be a nice, nice weekend. I wanted to play the game that lives up to its name.
Right, right, right.
But we don't have Rosenberg, and we don't have Laura Staff.
Laura's here.
Where's she at?
I'm right here.
Hey, Laura Staff.
Yes, I've been here. I'm here.
You ready to rock and roll?
Let's rock and roll.
Let's do it.
Let's rock and roll. I'm ready.
We got Zora. And Terrence. Terrence back again. Good morning, Zora.
Hi, good morning.
Zora.
Morning.
And then Terrence, you there?
Yes, sir. Morning.
Morning. What are we playing for, Laura Stiles?
We are playing for tickets to see Bryson Tiller live at the theater at Madison Square Garden on June 4th. Tickets are on sale now. Shout out to Live Nation.
All right, let's get into it. 60 seconds on the clock. Zora, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Staff?
It's the end days of Women's Month, so Laura.
Oh, that's
okay,
nice.
Okay. Let's
60
do
seconds
this.
On the clock. Peter, you got the questions?
Oh, Shawnee's not here.
Nah.
Oh, yeah, okay. 60 seconds on the clock, you say?
That's right. Rosenberg with the questions.
No one sent me the question.
Juanito's got him there. Yeah. Let's play.
Let's all Laura, buckle up.
Losing.
Here we go.
Which rapper recently had a bobblehead?
Travis Scott.
Two, wrong. Had a bobblehead made that does not resemble him.
I don't know.
The answer to that would be Pusha T.
Correct. Which geometric shape has four equal sides?
Ebro.
What?
Square.
Correct. Which artist just stated in L.A. that L.A. is a dangerous
Ebro.
Rapper?
What?
Sorry about that.
Okay. Ebro?
Schoolboy Q.
That is correct. 1-1.
I just got two in a row. What are you talking about?
Did you? Oh, good for you. No, she got Pusha T.
I got square.
Yeah, it's 1-1. Damn it.
And I got that. That's two.
All right, man. You distracted me. Damn it. Which city is unified in 1989 with the falling of its famous wall?
Ebro.
Lie.
Three.
That would be Berlin.
That is correct. Which artist honored her son? Well, Ebro won. Time's up. You know what? That's it, man.
I'm still trying to understand the last question.
It's a mess, man.
Which artist tried to honor her son?
Yeah, man.
Artist tried to honor her son.
I don't know.
I win, though.
Yeah, you win.
Sorry, Zora. Terrence, yeah. We got it done, baby.
Nice.
Bryson Tiller tickets.
Nice.
I don't know why he's trying to tell me it was 1-1 when it was 2-1. It's weird. It's really weird.
All right.
Anytime Juanito hosts the game.
It's a good time.
It's bound to be some shenanigans.
But you love
bound to be. Zora, we love you, though. Terrence, hang on. We got to get your info. And on the way next, Flashing Lights, Laura Staff.
It's here. Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, we'll talk about it. Beyonce dropped. Cowboy Carter is out. More collaborations that we didn't expect. So we'll cover it next.
97 minutes commercial free. Coming up next. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Yo, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, happy Friday. Let's get into it. Flashing Lights, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Styles gonna put us on.
All right, guys. Beyonce's new album, Cowboy Carter, is officially out. Like we reported before, there was rumors that were answered. She definitely covered Dolly Parton's Jolene. Surprise collaborations. Post Malone and Miley Cyrus are on the album.
Okay.
Yeah. And along with Willie Nelson, Linda Martell. But, you know, fans, listen, it just came out, right? So I'm like, I haven't even had a chance to sit down with it. But Jolene was trending. But people are also raving about the track with Miley Cyrus. So I'm excited to sit down and take it all in. And it's cool because it looks like the album is kind of like she's going through like a radio show. So it's kind of awesome.
Well, Beyonce also has a song called Blackbird on the album, too, I think, you know, which is really dope because it's I think all the women on it are black country singers. Tanner Adele, Brittany Spencer. I'm making sure, though.
Tiara Kennedy.
Yep. Brittany Spencer and they're all black women who sing country music, and those women have been in country music for
Raina Roberts.
Yeah, they've been in country for, obviously that's their focus.
Very cool. Yes, and the album is Rumi is on a song. It's cute. She does the intro. At least that's the only part that I heard.
And Jolene, we're going to play it. Beyonce flipped the lyrics a little bit, just so y'all know.
A little bit, yeah.
Because she wasn't begging Jolene to not take her man. She wasn't doing that. She was like, she yo, bitch, take my man. You got a problem. Don't play with me.
Don't play with me. All right, so we'll play that next. But that's your Flashing Lights report. The time is 6:59. Today is a high of 56 degrees, and alternate side parking is suspended for Good Friday.
Cowboy Carter, let's get into it, man. And she wasn't lying. She actually, it feels like a Beyonce album. Definitely more than it definitely has country seasonings. But it definitely still feels like a country. I mean, like a Beyonce album. You got that, Juanito?
Ready.
Let it fly. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg off that Cowboy Carter. It's Jolene.
One for hip hop.
Wake up.
Ebro.
Wake up.
Laura Styles.
Wake up.
And Rosenberg.
Yeah.
Hot 97.
Johnny.
Well, what's up, guys? How are you?
Peace, man. Johnny on the spot for That's the Ride it. Or That's Die. It. Another Oof. Chapter in the Ride or Die book, courtesy of Johnny, who wants to test his girlfriend. Do you pronounce her name Anna or Emma?
Anna, yep. You got it. Anna.
Anna, okay.
Like Anna. Like I'm in a pickle.
That's it, baby. That's how I feel right now. I'm in trouble.
All right, well, here we go. Johnny is in some sort of trouble. And you're basically, Johnny, you want to say you shit yourself at a Starbucks and you need her to bring you some drawers and clothes.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, my God.
Finally, someone with some courage.
I'm not supposed to drink the caramel macchiatos anymore because I have a sense in the stomach. And this has happened before. Her patience is wearing thin.
Wait, you have a woman who is still willing to be in a relationship with you, and you've shit yourself before, and she's had to help you out.
We don't call it yourself.
What do you call it?
Something. There was a wardrobe malfunction in the boxer briefs. Something happened.
Okay.
You know, I get excited with those turbo, but yeah, you got it. And I'm pushing my luck, but I'm going to ask if she can bring me my freshies to the Starbucks at Barclays Center.
How many times has this happened?
More than once, less than four times.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like so three two or times. Three times.
I'm guessing three.
Something like that.
All right, Johnny. Johnny's calling Anna.
All right, here we go.
There's like some music.
Sorry. What are you doing right now?
I'm at the apartment.
Okay, perfect, perfect. I need your help right now. I'm at the Starbucks at Barclays Center. I had an accident in my underwear. I need you to come. I need to bring your fresh undies to the Starbucks on Barclays Center.
Are you okay?
I'm okay, but I had an accident in my pants at the Starbucks bathroom at Barclays Center. I need fresh undies, please. I'm sorry.
Wait, are you serious?
It won't happen again. Can you please come and bring me some fresh undies?
I guess.
Thank you.
Nice. She's your ride or die, Johnny.
Wow.
Damn right she is.
Anna.
Anna.
I love you.
Anna, I got some questions, Anna.
Anna.
Yeah, what's up?
This is actually your boyfriend we're talking to here, Johnny.
Yeah.
How long you guys been together?
We've been together like 2 years.
And you're
in 2 years,
you
this man is in his pants for three times?
He's got ideas, so it happens way more often than it should.
And you're comfortable continuing to move forward with this situation, knowing that you didn't even sound surprised that a grown man calls you and said, I need fresh undies. That was the part that bothered me. It's not so much that he his pants, because IBS is a real thing. The problem for me is the grown man constantly saying undies. That doesn't concern you?
He's a strange one. He's definitely a strange one.
So lovely.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us at rideordie@ebrointhemorning.com. That's ride or die at ebrointhemorning.com.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, good morning, good morning. So you thought four presidents were going to show up to New York City on the same day and there wasn't going to be problems.
What you mean?
I mean, I don't know if anybody could have prevented anything that took place yesterday when Donald Trump showed up to support an NYPD officer who was killed. And when Obama, Biden, and Clinton decided they were going to do a Democratic fundraiser at Radio City last night. It was all happening like right around the same time. And boy, was the city in shambles. Wow. Around 4 o'clock yesterday. I just got to hit the button. Just hit the button because it was a disaster out here.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself.
And the only thing I could think was congestion pricing ain't fixing if that when that those things happen. Ain't no fixing that.
I'll tell you what else congestion pricing ain't fixing. Anything.
A yet. Not a yet.
Not a yet. Yet. Also, the Trump thing irritates me because the murder of Jonathan Diller
nothing to worry about.
Was horrifying. I mean, it's a
horrible,
horrible tragedy. It's one of those things you got to look at when we talk about the relationships with police and how they do their job. You have to remember these moments that live in the minds of police officers, right? You pull up for a traffic stop and some in and out of jail dude just busts out a gun and kills you in cold blood. And I feel for his family.
And they live in fear of that every day.
That's every day. And it happened to Jonathan Diller, who has a little boy and a wife. And we send love to his family out there in Massapequa. But Donald Trump using the showing up at the wake, and obviously I don't know how the family felt about it. I'm sure some liked it. I'm sure some didn't like it. Who knows? But when these moments happen from politicians, they turn someone's wake into basically just a political grandstand. He showed up to just do the law and order business, Ebro. The let me stand outside and give the speech on law and order. And... You're
Oh, wait, he did a... He spoke, too?
He No, he set up shop outside and did, like, a full on-camera thing.
But he spoke about the family. Did he see the family and, like, greet the family?
No, he walked inside. I think he walked inside, shook hands. Now, he did the right thing.
Yeah, okay.
But it does just bother me when then it... You know with these elections what these moments are about. And to me, it takes an absolute tragedy and still turns it into a political statement.
No, that's absolutely a fact. And you can hit the button on that. But...
Congratulations.
I'm hopeful that this is what the family wanted. And, you know, I'm hopeful that, and I don't know why I'm giving Trump grace, but I'm sure that he wouldn't have been invited if it wasn't desired.
You mean if they've heard about it and said, no, don't come, certainly?
Yes.
Yes, I would assume
I'm
that.
I'm hoping that this wasn't like, you know, they were taken advantage of.
No, I would assume it's probably not that, although I could argue anyone who's going through this sort of level of grief could be taken advantage of in some way because everyone is so emotional, right, about something just so horrifying. But, by the way, Trump's not the only one to do this.
No.
Donald Trump ain't breaking, you know.
And by the way, this isn't even partisan. This isn't like
Democratic. No, this Democrat. Democrats do this all the time. This is the show up and turn something into an opportunity, and that just bugs me, even though I do certainly appreciate the concept of going to pay respect for a fallen police officer who was killed in cold blood. And that dude, I believe, has been arrested. I don't think I don't think the button suffices for someone who does something like that. But what a horrible act.
Now, on to other things, you guys. For a while now, and Cass, one, I need you on this because you're G Unit, Cass.
Wait, what?
Wait, so he said, wait, what? He switched to OVO.
All right, he's OVO now.
Yeah, he didn't know.
So our guy, this is my guy, 50 Cent, and you know we've had a history of going back and forth, but. You know, he gets on everybody. He gives everybody a hard time on his IG page. Right. People he loves, people he hates, everybody gets it. Right. So anyway, we know him and Diddy ain't been good in the business side for a long time. And clearly he's heard the rumors and he's been making fun of Diddy and like a lot of other people and what Diddy's going through for a minute now. Even claiming he's making a TV show and a documentary or a docuseries, whatever it is, Diddy do it, blah, blah, blah.
Just to be fair, though, he's going harder than the average. Either. I mean, he's going hard.
Yeah, no, he's made it his thing currently.
He's dancing on the downfall. On the downfall, sure.
And so, anyway, I didn't read the Diddy paperwork close enough to know that 50 Cent's son's mother was labeled a sex worker in the documentation. At which point, I guess it became evident to 50 Cent. And so now 50 Cent's private life is involved in the whole Diddy mess. Ugh. Hit the button.
Congratulations.
Now remember,
you played
Ebro,
yourself.
Daphne Joy, that's her name. She was named in the lawsuit by the producer.
What's his name?
Remember.
Rodney Jones.
Lil Rod.
Ayo.
Or Ebro, maybe. He did know it was coming, and that's why he's been going so hard. Right.
And maybe that's why I'm asking you to be here because I was thinking that, but I wasn't quite sure if I was going to make that joke.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't spoken to him, but I would think he would know this was coming.
Well, so then it got nasty yesterday. So 50 Cent says something about taking custody of his son on his IG because his son's mom is a sex worker. And then she obviously retorts on Instagram with tears, anger, and dismay, and alleges that 50 Cent had raped her.
Wow.
Yeah. That he had raped her and physically abused her.
And by the way, whether you believe that or not, right, it's still a congratulations you played yourself because now you're all up in the mess.
Now you're all up in it with your private life.
And even if it's a completely false allegation, it's still not what you want.
No, it's not what you want. And then now they're going back and forth on IG, and he's posting photos of her with Diddy.
Wow.
She was talking about how, you know, you haven't been a father to your son like you claim on Instagram, and I'm tired of this charade, you know, that whole get down. And I moved close to you so you could be closer to your son, and you've only seen him this many times. And he was like, you moved close to me so you could try to have another kid and get more money. And then when you couldn't get more money from me, you went and ran back over to Diddy. and doing and being a you little sex worker.
Congratulations.
Wow. Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. And you know, they all get the bun. Everyone gets the bun because at the end of the day, man, that little boy can see this.
Well, yeah. Congratulations.
That's the really big button, too, man. It's like, why are you
going to affect him?
Regardless of the situation, talking that loose when it's your actual kid, I know he loves to play dirty, right? And I don't want, no one wants any smoke with 50 Cent. But sometimes you should just lay out, bro.
Well,
this is not
new. Well, but also, and here goes 50, the disturbing allegations in the sworn pleadings recently filed in a court case related to Daphne Joy, the mother of my 12-year-old child, has required me to take all necessary legal actions to protect my son's sire. The most recent false and baseless accusations by Daphne Joy are clearly in response to my decision to seek sole custody of my son. My son's sire is my main priority, and keeping him in a safe environment is my only focus at this time. Yo, when it comes to the legalese, yo, 50 be turning up, don't he?
What? Nah, he knows what to do.
Yo, when it comes to getting down in that court, yo.
He know what to do.
Yo, why are all these rappers fighting over the same girls, bro?
See, now that's a whole different show.
What is going on out here?
Well, and I'll just simply put it like this: convenience.
Yeah.
It really same with the women and the dudes too. Convenience.
Facts.
Lifestyle.
That's why I said rappers. I didn't make it about men or women.
It's well, no, I'm just yeah. No, I'm just saying yeah. No, I'm just you know.
Yeah, it's not what you want.
Hit the button.
Congratulations.
It's all a mess. Yeah, it's a mess.
Yeah. Yo, it's a mess.
Yo, it's a mess out here, bro. Rosemary, you got something up today?
No, I was going to do 50 as well.
Oh, you were? What? Yo, Laura, you got something up today?
You played yourself.
No, I was going to do 50 as well.
Oh, man. Yo, the whole show was getting 50 the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
It's a good time.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself. I don't play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Listen, you could beat the buzzer coming up. And normally we do Freedom Friday. If you want to try to get in some calls and have the freedom and to say whatever you want to say and feel how you want to feel, I don't know if we're really going to be able to get to all of them because Fat Joe's pulling up today. Fat Joe got a show at the Apollo next Tuesday celebrating, is it 20 years of Lean Back?
Yes.
Wow.
With the Dipset and the Lox and Remy Ma and, you know, many, many more. And we've heard some of the potential many mores. It's going to be crazy. The show's already sold out. But we're going to celebrate with Fat Joe. We're going to play some music, talk about his goings-on with meeting with Kamala and Joe Biden's speech. He was there and the Trump shoes and everything else he got going on. And he's doing some really important stuff, too, trying to hold these hospitals accountable for how they're charging us. So we're going to talk about all of that. And he's going to take over the show around 7:45, 7:50. But we'll get to the Beat the Buzzer first before we get into that. T-Bro Laura Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's curve time. You can email us.
Curve alert.
Curve alert. Now, both people agreed to be on the show. They don't know that they will both be on the phone together. Maria.
That's me.
You went to the Museum of Modern Art.
Yeah, we went to MoMA.
thought it was going to get a little bit of culture, you know, see what he's about, see that there's more depth than just, you know, the Yankee cap that he was wearing on his profile in almost every single picture, you know?
You taking shots? You sound salty.
I guess it didn't go well.
No, she's saying it went well. He's not texting her back. She's just trying to take shots early in the convo because she's salty.
Well,
she's
that's it. Just a museum?
Well, yeah. We went to the museum, you know. It was, like I said, like in almost every picture on his profile.
Stop it.
But I was like, okay, you know, little mystery there. Does he have hair? Does he not?
Damn, come on.
Well, I was with him. I felt like he hadn't really been to a museum before or something.
Maybe he hadn't.
So... that's something that's really important to me.
Maria, I know you're selling yourself. You're taking shots at him, subtle, you're salty. But you started texting him after the date. You said he answered a little bit, but then he hasn't responded at all.
Right.
So you did enjoy the date. You're taking shots now because you're on the radio, Matt. But you did enjoy the date. Facto.
I did.
Okay, all right. So hang on.
All right.
Facto. All right, let's call Alex. Hang on, Maria.
Hello.
Can we speak to Alex, please?
Yeah, this is Alex.
Hey, man, this is Ebro from Ebro in the Morning, Laura Stiles Rosenberg.
How you doing, man?
Hi. Hey, no problem. Thanks for agreeing to be on Curved with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we heard that you went out with Maria. You guys went to MoMA after meeting on. It was a great time. And then all of a sudden, you stopped texting her.
I mean, she probably said it was a great time.
You didn't have a great time.
Nah, man, kind of whack.
But why? What happened?
I don't know, man. She just seemed like the type of girl that maybe had never been taken to a museum before. She was making very light of everything. You know, I was showing her, like, some stuff that... I mean, and I'm not even an artist, but, like, these are some of the most important works in art history. And she was just, like, making fun of everything. She made light of everything. I didn't appreciate it.
You didn't like it. So, all right, well, yeah. She said... Well, we have Maria on the phone. Maria, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, and this is, like, new to me. I think it was the other way around. You did not know anything about Picasso, the bathers. You didn't know anything about his blue period, the cubist. So I don't know what you're talking about right now. I don't even know who... Are you sure that you are who you say you are?
Okay, man. Whatever. I mean, listen, I was the one... Right. You know, I wasn't the one making baby voices over everything, you know? So
lying.
Okay, so you weren't making baby voices.
It was like your first time at the museum. The little boy's first time at the museum, and he didn't know who he was.
Oh, wow.
He's not going to want to go.
And why is the nose over here? And why is the eye over here?
He may not want to go out with you after this.
This is bad.
That would be the baby voices that I was making fun of, sure. It was my first time at the museum. Good job. Whatever.
Okay, well, this is not going well. So I'm taking it, Alex, you would never go on a date again with Maria.
Zero.
That's all you got to say?
I mean, sometimes things don't work out, guys.
Maria,
clearly
and
one of them.
I'm taking it you would never go on a date again with Alex.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to go out with a liar playing himself right now on the radio like that.
Okay, because everyone's listening now.
You guys are both very
You can go keep your little Yankee cap on.
Oh, attacking the Yankee cap again.
It kind of sounds like you guys really are into each other. I got to admit, it sounds like you guys are a married couple arguing right now.
Right. So then that's what she comes up with, right? So I call her out and she makes fun of my Yankee cap. Very mature. Good job.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
K-Dot. Yo, K-Dot came through a week ago. Dropped a bomb on hip-hop on the Metro Boomin Future album on a record called Like That. If you've been under a rock somewhere, we've been playing it. And then Drake was supposed to drop a verse today. Now, Cass One, that verse was on a BDF Pac-Man album, correct?
Yeah.
I consider giving BDF artist. Pac-Man the button.
Why?
Why?
Just because it's funny. Because he had to put out a tweet today saying that Drake is no longer on the verse.
Well, and he couldn't get it. Well, maybe he has the verse, but couldn't get it cleared because Drake put a halt to everything.
That's what he said. Yeah, he deaded it. That's what he says.
Which is crazy.
Why would he lie? I mean, I'm sure.
So Kendrick ruined BDF Pac-Man's rollout.
See,
yo, terrible.
Pretty much.
Oh my god.
Now, Drake is still throwing up cryptic IGs. He just did one up maybe an hour and change ago.
The man loves a cryptic IG.
Listen, we're gonna get it.
Drake,
it looks like the OVO team is regrouping.
Oh man. But so then, yo, Kendrick already, yo, the fact that he could just come out of nowhere and have everybody regroup is saying something.
Well, you gotta come correct. That's the thing. You can't.
No, but that's if I was a rapper, that's the type of magnitude I wanna have.
Look, his latest caption, Kaz, is, "I could never sell ya out to sell my latest work. Never do you bad out the blue, but I'm down to make it worse."
Mm. And then there was some.
What? Put it in the song. Come on, bro.
Well, speaking of songs, man, the Kendrick impact is even being felt by Kanye West.
Wait, no. How?
I cannot.
Kanye got FOMO. He put up a post that says, "Everyone knows I watched Kendrick on No Parties in L.A. What? Everyone knows I watched Drake at the Free Hoover concert." Mm. And then he goes on to say a bunch of everyone knows things. But clearly he has FOMO. Why are you bringing up No Parties in L.A.?
And why are you coming after Kendrick?
And why
are
you... And
Rosenberg, he goes on to say, "I'm the only person to come back to number one after cancellation. There's only one GOAT. I stand by me. My friends call me Ye." I'm like,
you were never canceled.
Well, he also says, "Everyone knows I brought Adidas into this culture."
Wait a minute.
I was like, wait, my Adidas didn't happen?
Hold on. No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that.
The quote, "Everyone knows I brought Adidas into this culture and I took them out."
Oh, bad news. Yeah. Run DMC brought them in, and guess what? They're still around.
Word. Disrespect.
That's where Shawnee woke up. Wait a second.
Hollis Queen, stand up. Come on, fam. Tim.
That's funny. This is just trolling. He didn't just list songs he made. An album. I made Yeezus, Dark Fantasy, Pablo. We know you did. Those are your albums.
So, yeah, he got FOMO. That's how Kendrick showed up, and Kanye has FOMO. Drake had to regroup.
Man.
Wow. That's impact.
Yeah. Kendrick has a lot of impact. Well, that's the thing. And also, Kendrick, Kendrick doesn't drop that often. So he makes it mean something when he shows up.
Man. Call right now. It is time to beat the buzzer. You get on the line. It is time. Money and Summer Jams. But first, where's DJ John?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny. Now, John, the big opening day was yesterday.
That's right. Go Yankees.
How did you feel about your Yankees?
I mean, first inning, I was sweating bullets. Oh, man, I was so scared. They were down 3-0. They were down 4-0. But, Oswald Cabrera came through with a home run, and then my guy Soto with a laser in the ninth inning. I mean, just kind of saved the game, you know. And they came up. A nice comeback win for the Yanks.
There you go.
Well, it seemed like it was a roller coaster because I was watching social media, and people were so down on the Yankees in that first part of the game.
Oh man,
people wanted to throw out the whole season. It was like this. I didn't wait the whole offseason for this.
Yeah, Nessa had a bad inning, but he pulled through. So, you know, he had three home runs against him, but every batter he had after that, lights out. So
now the crazed Yankees, because there's a crazed end of the fan base, like King Lou, who say things like, "The Yankees will go 162-0. There's people after one game. It's like, yo, but I can say, if it is a Yankees team that has this kind of a type of exciting games throughout the season, where you have the offensive, the bats are ringing off and making up for what you don't have in pitching, and they're scrapping for it and figuring out ways to win as a team, I think that bodes well for them in the offseason. I know it's way premature.
You mean postseason?
I mean, postseason. That's way premature. But yeah. Think about that. A team that could scrap and figure out ways to win has been one of the reasons the Yankees are always, or at least for the last several years, haven't been finishing strong.
Yeah, it was a good, resilient win, and we'll take that and move on to the next game.
You're not going to focus. What he's saying is you're not going to focus on the many times they left the bases loaded.
I mean, it's a new season. You know, let's talk about these Yankees, and that's about it, man.
That's right.
Let's move forward, baby. Rep BX, baby.
Blindly rep. Who's on the line now? Who's ready to beat the buzzer?
Greg.
Good morning, hey. Greg.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. Thanks for calling the program. Where are you calling us from?
I actually live in North Carolina, and I listen to you guys through the radio app. So I've been like trying to call you guys every time to try to get an opportunity to beat the buzzer, and I'm excited that I finally got through.
That's right. Thanks for checking in.
Aw, yay.
So now here's the problem. Huh? Greg, we love you, right. But I think you have to be in the New York tri-state area to play and win, man. It's not a national contest. We don't do national contests, man.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah.
But we love you so much, man. Jay. You know what? But you know what I'm going to do? Greg, are you financially able to get to the New York tri-state area for a concert?
Nah, not at the moment. Times is hard out here, man.
This is what I'm going to do for you, Greg. Hang on.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some Summer Jam tickets and then sell them on the internet and make some money. Hang on one second.
that's what I was planning on doing anyway. Like,
There you go, baby. Gotta get this money out here, doggy.
Greg is down. All right. So we got Justin.
Let's go to Justin. Okay. Justin.
Okay. Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, man? Now, where do you live?
I'm in Queens.
Queens. You can get this money. You can beat the buzzer, and you can drive to Summer Jam. So here we go, Justin. You know how to play?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right. Shawnee, you got it?
I'm ready.
Tee it up so Justin can beat the buzzer.
$200.
All right.
$280.
Mm-hmm.
$380.
Uh-oh. Stop. Okay. 380, Justin. That was good. It was
I'll
good.
Take the 380. Yep.
I would now if I was really on my game, I would have coached you early. I slipped. I would have said it's Friday. They usually come with the big money on Friday. So that's 380 is nice though. It's more than you came with, and you're automatically going to Summer Jam. You're seeing Sexy Red and Doja Cat and Offset and Davido and many more. Let's see where this is going, Shawnee Culture.
$180.
Oh. Wow.
$100.
Watch go come with a big call.
$480.
Yeah, see? Uh-oh.
$580.
See. Ooh.
$650.
Wow.
$750.
High Lord.
We wouldn't but see how they playing with us? See how they playing with us on Friday? But you got the 380, Greg. Or excuse me, Justin. That's Justin with the 380.
Thank you.
Hang on. Let's get your info, get you paid, and get you your tickets to Summer Jam. Everybody listening, you see what it is. It's Friday. They're playing games with these numbers. Your next chance to beat the buzzer will be right after the Gurus around 8:40. And Fat Joe is coming up next. Yo, Laura Styles, we could preempt the flashing lights with Fat Joe.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Welcome, Fat Joe. I'm excited to hear everything that's happening. So
let's do it. It's happening next. Right now, Cash 1, 97 minutes, commercial free.
I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back.
Come on, Fat Joe hanging out with us still. Ebro in the morning, Laura Styles on assignment. Freedom Friday, we got Tony on the line. Now, Joe, Freedom Friday is basically the line's open. You can talk about what you want to talk about, say what you want to say. You can ask us any question, anything.
It's all there.
It's freedom. It's America. It's almost like the MAGA shoes you got. You know what I'm saying? It's freedom. Democracy. Tony, what you want to say?
I didn't catch that joke.
Yeah, yo, when y'all giving away WrestleMania tickets, man?
WrestleMania tickets, Rosenberg.
Listen, I appreciate you.
That's the Freedom Friday call?
Yeah, that's what you wanted to use. Give him tickets. Listen, I can't, bro. WrestleMania is so sold out. They don't need to give away tickets this year. Philly is, it's a wrap. The Rock is there. It's sold out both days. I'm sorry. Yo, I promise you, though, in a couple months when WWE comes around, we'll have you for Raw and SmackDown tickets. I got you.
Yo, what's up? Yo, it banged on us.
Hear the teeth suck at the end of this?
You ever seen that video of Pun at WrestleMania?
Yeah, of course.
Where he's doing the muscles.
I think it was in Philly. WrestleMania 15, 1998.
Tell you what happened to me that day.
Okay.
This is a fact. See, I tell these stories, everybody think I'm lying. But
No. I love a good Fat Joe story.
Bob Backlund. Yeah. Remember Bob Backlund?
Of course, yeah.
I said, Bob Backlund, and he put me in the chicken hawk.
Chicken wing.
He had me, but I mean, in front of everybody, for no reason, he had me like, you know.
And this was Fat Joe. This ain't Skinny Joe.
Oh, this is super Fat Joe and Big Pun. Like, yeah. We together. And he put me in the chicken wing, man.
Yo.
No, he didn't know I was Fat Joe. He just put it random.
Like, wait, and all you did was say, hey, it's Bob Backlund?
And he threw me in it.
That's
like, no, he had me stretched out. Like, you knew one move, your neck would snap. Like, and then he just let me go. And you know, I got an ill story about an engineer told, you know, we used to hang out with Hulk Hogan. I don't know.
In Florida?
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to hang out with Hulk Hogan. This is a true story. Hulk Hogan comes in the studio because his daughter's singing and Timbaland is producing for her. And Timbaland's engineer tells Hulk Hogan that wrestling's fake. And this was a big guy. Hulk Hogan body slammed him on the SSL board. True story. Check anybody at the Hit Factory. Hulk Hogan picked him up, body slammed him and called him a jabroni and walked out the room.
Like, he was probably like, that wasn't fake.
Well, because here's the thing.
No, that wasn't fake.
And when people say, there's a way to talk about it that's totally fine. But when people are loose and they hit you with that whole thing's fake.
So on The Rock's sitcom, right, which I watched on Peacock. I don't even know if it's still going.
No, it's at three seasons. It's over. But Young Rock.
There was an episode where there was a room full of wrestlers when The Rock was like a kid and his dad and his mom and it's like the old school wrestlers around. Somebody brought up the word fake.
Yeah,
and it was like
they called it the F word.
F word. Like you can't
call it the F word.
Yeah, it's the F word.
You cannot. And I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's not.
Hulk Hogan body slammed the guy. It's legendary.
When you think about it.
Thank God the guy ain't suing or nothing. He took it on the chin. He just like.
But when you think about it, there's so much about the athleticism and the abilities that are not fake.
Well, that's why
they all hurt.
Right.
See, an athlete, not just wrestling, gets paid to get hurt. It's kind of sad when you go to Madison Square Garden to see a Knicks game and then you see the OGs just limping across the court. These are guys 40, 50 years old limping back down. Like, you think that's normal?
Right.
To jump and run into a 7-foot guy, fall on your back 30 times on the wood floor, get back up and play? They're getting paid to get hurt.
Yeah.
There's just no way around it.
By the way, speaking of which, how are you feeling about the Knicks this year?
We might go all the way.
I love
turn
it.
In the East. Yo, that's my team, the Knicks.
Don't listen to him. He's a fake. No, he's a fraud. He's a fraud.
Yo, Juanito. Yo, if you get Juanito to leave the room,
he's
terrible.
I hate what I say.
That was. I mean, we'll take you, man.
Yes,
all right.
Heard it.
We'll take you. Don't worry about it.
Joe says I can jump on
the bandwagon.
No. I'm a Knicks fan, you know that you but you just gotta admit that you were wrong, that you didn't understand that there's only one team in New York.
Can I articulate my
thing? So you went to Brooklyn?
I did.
You know, Jay-Z tried to get me to go to Brooklyn.
Of course you did.
I was like, are you crazy?
In front of
like,
Bronx. That wouldn't even make any sense.
Make the move. Make the change.
It wouldn't make any sense. But here was my thing, really. My real thing has always been, I love the Knicks fans. I felt like the Knicks fans got done wrong for many, many years.
Many years.
The most lucrative franchise in the NBA cannot put a playoff team on the floor year, just a playoff team year after year. Like, so I had a real
problem.
Tell
me about it. We've been, you know how many games over the years I went to that the Knicks were up 20 points and we wind up losing by two and I've got high blood pressure and I'm looking at Spike and he's looking at me like, yo, I mean, like, we really weathered the storm.
And you found something in Jalen Brunson. This is a guy. Y'all got a guy.
Well, I wanted them both. I wanted Jalen Brunson and Donovan Mitchell.
That's really on
the table. And what's crazy is, but we can't really argue about that now because since we got OG.
Josh Hart.
OG has played in 18 games and we won 16.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's unbelievable.
He's just got to be healthy. We need that guy. Okay, we need him healthy.
But think about it. He won 16 games with this guy. I don't know how, why, what's going on. But this guy can't lose. But to think that the reason we don't have Donovan Mitchell is they refused to trade R.J. Barrett. And then they traded him for OG.
Right.
Even though we're winning with OG, and I love OG. But Donovan Mitchell with Jalen Brunson.
Would they have been able to play
lights
together?
Out. Yes. Yes. Because Jalen Brunson, you know, and I don't want to say this the wrong way or take this the wrong way because I love this man and I love his family, but it feels like Julius Randle is hard to play with. You know, so he's like one-dimensional. It's his way or the highway. He's tougher than everybody. He plays
bully ball. And he's an emotional player, too.
It's like he runs everybody. Right, like, he's the tough guy in the team. But somehow, Jalen Brunson got them to work together and team, and they're there together. Yeah. And, you know, so Jalen Brunson, he's one of those guys that he'll gel with anybody.
And I don't know if you noticed during the tournament, the amount of Jalen Brunson national TV commercials that popped up. My guy's becoming...
Oh, I didn't see that. But he's got commercials now.
He's scoring 40 points a game. Yeah, he's a star. He's going to be...
And he's the biggest media market.
I believe the reason why it hasn't blown up so far is because he's actually a good guy.
Yeah.
So people want to see you with three-color hair. They want to see you throwing up signs on the side.
They're going to take shots at somebody.
No, that's what they want. That's what they want. And then when you got a clean-cut guy who says, you know, they interview him, you just call 45 and say, thank you. You know, God is great. My teammates helped me out. I'm out. You know, that's not exciting. You know, you remember when these football players like Odell Beckham was on the sideline taking the helmet off, throwing tantrums, see me, T.O. Like, you don't know this
face. That's not what the Knicks team is at all. That's not this Knicks team. But yeah,
this reminds me of our glory days. You know, the Anthony
Cats that
Mason,
come to work every night.
Like, yeah, that's it. Get it done. Somebody's going to be the star tonight.
So this Freedom Friday.
It could be DiVincenzo. Wow.
This Freedom Friday has been taken over by the great Fat Joe.
This is the longest Freedom Friday phone call ever exists.
It started with WrestleMania.
Good luck with the WrestleMania.
Reminder that April 2nd, Fat Joe is celebrating 20th anniversary. Lean back at the Apollo, the Locks, Dipset, Remy, and more.
$1 billion on one stage.
Crazy.
We bringing the planet Earth.
Wait, this is about to be disrespectful.
That's Tuesday.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk more about that on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Fat Joe is here hanging out Freedom Friday. Matter of fact, let's play Lean Back. Let's run that.
Have to.
Ebro in the morning.
With Lord Styles and Rosenberg.
It's time for the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. That's where you email us. Your destination for clarity. Shani Coulter, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
clean it up, light up. Light up the sage, I mean.
What do y'all use when y'all cleanse? Ajax?
Sage.
Sage.
Nag Champa.
Ajax.
Palo Santo.
Clean something, won't it?
Frankincense.
I don't know if that cleans.
Rosenberg, lead us some breathing exercises.
Frankincense and myrrh. When you reading about that in the Bible, they was getting high.
It was getting high.
All right, Ebro. Comate.
Anyway, the guru at ebrothemorning.com.
I'm just saying, that's what they say.
Send your email today to the gurus. Let's get into it.
All right.
Send.
Good morning, gurus and non-gurus. Long-time listener. I'm sorry, am I disturbing you, Ebro?
Yeah, I'm on IG. It's more important.
Yo, oh, my God, Ebro.
All right.
You're not a guru.
My sister and I were... This is not a relationship question. It's a sibling question. My sister and I were raised together. And with our two amazing, hardworking, disciplinary parents, we were all raised to be close, spent holidays together, even into adulthood, including each other on birthdays, etc. We all kept our family issues in the house. Being that she is 11 years older than me, she was like a second mom. I did everything she did growing up. I looked up to her in most ways. Fast forward to 2023, our father, who was my mother's caregiver for 13 years, grew ill and passed away, all within a few months. Of course, our close-knit family was thrown into turmoil because our father was the glue and the backbone. Multiple family members urged my husband and I to leave our house and move in with mom to take care of her. I was like, I am not the oldest, but was told I can handle it. I'm the responsible one. I'm the one who was settled. I was shocked and I felt I was not ready for this huge responsibility. Currently, my husband and I moved into my parents' house and took over financial responsibilities, physical care of my mother, her medical stuff, developed relationships with her doctors, de-hoarded the house, fixed it all up on our dime and effort. We are learning as we go. Here I am, doing it all, cooking, cleaning, reorganizing, picking up mom's medication, cooking for all the holidays, everything. My sister's role has not changed much at all. She comes and goes as she pleases, does not cook nor clean, then asks, "What do you need me to do?" We've developed a system for care when we're not around, which we feel we cannot step away because things seem to fall apart when we're not around. I worry, will my marriage suffer because we are all focused on this and not us? At the end of each day, we drop off to sleep without much couple time at all. When my sister comes over for her time to caregive my mom every other day, she brings a book, sits, crosses her legs, and does the bare minimum. We have to leave lists, a communication book, so she will know what to do it at the time. After 7 months of this new normal, do I have to police and guide my older sister on what to do? She lies. By the way, older was all caps. She lies about what she does. The lies I have caught her in are too much to even mention. Just last night, our home cameras went off. Her boyfriend was up in the house, and she did not say a word. I just walk in, and he's dropping off her dinner. No warning, no respect for our home. I told her once, just stop coming around. If she will not pull her weight, she declined the request.
She declined the request. You told her. That doesn't sound like it was a request. It sounds like was that an order?
I'm skipping ahead here because she continues going a little bit more, but...
It sounds like your family doesn't give a damn about how you feel. They don't really care to help.
That's right.
And...
Her question, but what's your question?
What should I do?
Yeah, the question is an overall, what should she do?
I mean, has she... maybe I missed it. Has she attempted to have thorough conversations with her older sister?
Yeah. That's the thing that I'm... I know this is going to sound very basic. We can't get into every specific you just gave. Did y'all, like, say, hey, can we go to lunch one day?
Right.
And sit down with her across from her and let go of some of the resentment if it hasn't all been expressed cleanly?
Right.
And be like, I need to talk to you.
Right.
I'm overwhelmed. This whole thing has become my entire life. I really need to know if you can... be an equal partner in this with me. You know what I mean? Then if she gives you, no, I'm not, then maybe you can, if you want to draw boundaries then of like, well, then you know what?
You're not welcome at my house.
Yeah, don't come over to help at all then. Yeah. If you want to visit with mom.
But it doesn't sound like she's helping. That's the problem.
Every other day she comes and sits there with her mom.
So the help is keep company.
Keep company.
Okay.
Right.
And that's going to be what you do, you can do it once a week. I don't need you there every other day to do nothing. You could draw some boundaries then. Frankly, if she's not interested, it'll probably be relief to her.
But her problem is that she also needs help though, right, Rosenberg?
Say it again, Laura.
So her problem is also that she needs the help.
Yes, she would love to get the help, but she's not currently getting it.
Right.
So, like, she's able to survive without the help, but what she really doesn't need is her sister to be around and not be helpful.
Right. And the thing is, sometimes it's hard to tell your older siblings how they should act. when you
is it hard to tell them how they should act people, in your home?
I think for some people it's harder because there's an expectation here. That's why she keeps emphasizing.
She emphasized the older thing a lot.
Several times. Yeah. It's like, yo.
Are y'all 8 and 10? I mean, you're all adults.
11 years apart, people, but still, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you're 11 years older than me. You always were telling me what to do. Why am I having to tell you what is obvious?
Well, that's frustrating.
Well, then here's the real question. Why, and this is just the economic dynamics of family. Why is it that your older sister does not have the hospitable enough accommodations where your mom can spend some time at older sister? Why is it always at your house? Which may be indicative of another imbalance in the family where the older sister just doesn't even have her ish together enough to even be a real helpful person beyond just coming to keep company financially. Mm-hmm. Maybe her older sister's life is in shambles.
It's true.
Yeah, but, I mean, that could be a possibility. You know,
it seems like one of the lines I often say is nobody's a mind reader, and your expectations could be creating a lot of this issue if the person isn't being communicated to properly.
If we're giving our annoying adult phrases, and yours is "I'm not a mind reader," I'll use my annoying adult phrase: use your words. Right. You have words. Tell your sister.
Yeah.
I think our number one advice would be set a lunch with her, sit down, try to let go of the baggage first, and have a real conversation.
Yes.
And start over again.
Like, don't think she should just know because she's older.
And my non-guru advice is middle finger to your sister.
Okay.
Since you got to take control of this, I don't want your help, and I'll find somebody else to come keep our mother company during the afternoons, whether that's some sort of caregiver or some sort of thing that you have to hire. I don't know where you live. If you live in New York City, sometimes that can help be financed. There's companies that will help you finance getting a caregiver. Maybe it'll incentivize your sister where they have that program where you can pay a family member to be a caregiver.
Right.
Maybe that'll incentivize her to be more helpful because she can get paid to come keep mom company.
Which sounds like...
Don't listen to any of that, though. Let's just go ahead and have the conversation.
Yeah, it don't work.
All right, guys. So hopefully this helps. So says the gurus.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We don't do weakness.
All right, coming up next, beat the buzzer. You want to get paid? You want to get summer jams? Call right now. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Happy Friday. It's time for flashing lights. Laura Stiles, you ready?
I am ready. Let's do this.
Laura Stiles
got the 411 on the flashing lights.
Okay, guys. Now, you know, 50 has been very vocal on how he feels about Diddy and all the drama that's, you know, been going on with him and the lawsuits and the police raids, blah, blah, blah. But in all of this, a surprise because Rodney Jones, his latest amendment to that lawsuit, mind you, he's done it 3 times. He just claimed that 50 Cent's child's mother, Daphne Joy, was a quote-unquote sex worker for Diddy. Now, the allegation immediately caught 50 Cent's attention. He started going off and kind of taunting her on social media, saying, "I didn't know you was a sex worker, you little sex worker." And then things just got really nasty.
Not
because Daphne Joy went on her social media and basically said, hey, she was surprised and just completely said all the sex worker allegations were false and that she is going to hire a lawyer to fight this. But then, as things went on, she addressed 50 Cent. And honestly, she started talking about his abuse and alleged that he had raped her and physically abused her. It just opened up a can of worms. Now, their personal business is out. And now 50 is trying to file for sole custody of his son, Zaire. And it's getting nasty.
So I have to assume that, you know, 50 knew that this was going to get out, right? And so the allegation of Daphne Jones was not always in the Diddy documents that originally came out. This is new.
He has Lil Rod has amended this. This is the third time that he's added more people to this.
I guess recently added this in. This got on 50's radar, and then 50 jumped and obviously knew it was going to be there, so got to it before the internet got to it and put it up on his Instagram and turned it into what it is right now because he knew it was coming.
I have to assume.
I'm assuming. It could be. I don't know. But it's just sad because their son is 12, so he's old enough to, you know what I mean? He's going to hear from kids at school. He's going to see it. He could. And sometimes just because he isn't doesn't mean his friends aren't. You know what I mean?
Well, now, so. And this woman, Daphne Joy, wasn't she like an IG model before she even got with 50 Cent anyway?
I believe so.
That was like she, you know, she was someone who was, you know, hot out here, as they say, on the internets.
Yeah.
So maybe the sex worker allegation isn't even real, but she's definitely a person that would get flown to parties and dudes was trying to date her. And she was on the scene.
Maybe. Maybe, but that doesn't mean she's a sex worker. You
no,
know
that's
what, I
mean? What I'm saying. So, you know, the allegation may not be true, but, you know, 50 Cent has turned it into what it's being turned into because he knew the internets were probably going to come for her and him, and they probably haven't been getting along anyway.
Right. Who was the first person to say sex worker? It was the guy who testified?
It's in the document. It says that.
So he's not necessarily defaming her character first with the word. He's repeating what was documented.
You mean 50 Cent?
Correct.
No, it was in the document that way.
Just wondering, because I would assume that she would go after that first because that's defamation, no?
She did say that, though, that she was going to pursue legal action towards Lil Rod for adding her name in that lawsuit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Yo, every time you say Lil Rod, you got to say, hey, yo.
Nah, Lil Rod's crazy.
Lil Rod is crazy.
Coming through with
anyway,
the Lil Rod.
Anyway, that's your Flash and Lights report.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flash and lights. Lauren Styles put us on.
You're checking out Ebro in the morning with Lauren Styles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city.
It's time to beat the buzzer on a Friday before we get to flashing lights. Once again, big up Fat Joe, too, for coming by the program. We have Marlene on the line. Marlene.
Hi.
Yes.
Are you ready to beat the buzzer?
Yes.
All right, so you know it's full with the numbers Friday, but there's some big cash in this, so we got to pay attention.
But don't get greedy, Marlene.
We're going to try to be smart here.
Okay.
All right.
She's like, okay.
So, yeah, buckle up. We don't know what we're getting, man. So, Shawnee Coach, you got it ready for Marlene to beat the buzzer?
Yes, yes.
All right. Here we go, Marlene. Beat the buzzer.
$390. $440. $450. $500.
Marlene, what are we doing?
Yeah.
$530.
Marlene, you know what to do, right?
$600.
What are you doing?
$640.
Oh. There you go. $640.
She
pushed it to the limit.
Yo, you had me stressed, Marlene. Like, you didn't know how to play the game. I'm like, why she not saying stop?
Yo,
$640 is yours, Marlene. That's big money today.
Hold on, Marlene.
Yeah,
$640 is yours.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Congrats, Mama.
Yo, I was stressed. Woo,
scared me too.
We were all very nervous.
All right, so let's see now. How much was left, Shawnee Culture?
Okay,
here we go.
Yo, that was it.
Wow, Marlene, you did it. Wow. You got them backs.
Yo.
Thank you.
That was like at the buzzer. That was March Madness. That was beating the buzzer for real.
Wow, wow.
Hang on, Marlene. We'll get you your money, and you're going to Summer Jam. It's a great lineup with David O and Doja Cat. Offset, Redman, and Method Man celebrating 30 years of Summer Jam. It's going to be a great show. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. Everybody meet us at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Your next chance to beat the buzzer is at 12 noon.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.